It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we'll bring you the latest music and interviews from the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, Dennis rocks the Saint. Kamar Lamar gets set to release a brand new album. Proposed to Burn hit up Highlands. And Judo Chop makes their Jersey Rock debut. But first, joining us over the phone is Freddie Ordine of Weapons of Anew. You can catch them opening for Scott Stapp at Sony Hall in New York City on July 25th, the Starland Ballroom on July 27th. Freddie, thanks for going into the show.
Hey, man, thanks for having
us. It's my pleasure. And you guys are currently out there touring. How's that going?
Dude, it's been great. Pretty receptive. We're the heavy band on the tour, so we definitely stand out. So it's, at first we were like, I don't know how well this is going to go. And actually, it's been really, really good.
You're currently opening for Scott Stapp, Messer on the bill for that tour as well. And you guys recently, you opened up for Alter Bridge in the past too, right?
Yep. Yeah, we were out with those guys. It was actually our first tour. We had never played a live show before, and our management called and said, hey, you guys want to go out on tour with Alter Bridge? And we were like, yeah, I think we do. So we packed up and went out. Our first show was in front of like 20-something hundred people in Royal Oak, Michigan.
No pressure there.
Yeah, exactly.
What advice would you have for any band that is looking to take that step to open up for major acts and go out on tour?
Work hard. Bring your A game. It's definitely not easy. And work as hard as you can because the fans definitely aren't going to give it to you. You got to earn every second that you're out there.
And that's something that I've noticed that you guys are definitely doing. When I look you up on social media, you've got a serious grassroots, following out there across the country and a lot of street cred. I assume that goes towards the amount of not only the effort you guys put on stage, but you guys do a lot with like crowd interaction and audience outreach, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that's our main thing. You know, me and Ray came from older bands. So when we came up in the industry, it was all about, smacking skin and meeting people and hanging out and talking and getting to know people, and actually becoming friends with people. So the whole social media thing is kind of new to us. So we kind of approach the band more like that grassroots, get out there and pound it style. It's that same exact kind of thing.
What could someone expect from a live performance from Weapons of Anew?
Full-on assault. From the second we get on the stage to the second we get off, it's just full-on, just energy going right at the crowd.
And two opportunities to witness that full-on assault coming up July 25th over at Sony Hall in New York City, Starland Ballroom in Sayreville July 27th. How could someone get tickets for those shows? Do you guys have like a big cartel page or just Ticketmaster?
I think everything is going through Ticketmaster. We have no access to tickets on this tour. So I think it's all going through Ticketmaster or actually some of the venues.
And your latest album, The Collision of Love and Hate, is out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
iTunes, Google Play, any one of the streaming ones. Spotify is a big push for us right now, so anybody could actually, get on Spotify and spin our record or whatever they call it, stream it. It's the best way to do it now.
And what's the best way for someone to stay on top of everything that Weapons of Anew is up to?
Our Facebook page. It's usually the most up-to-date, most current. So it's Weapons of Anew.
The track we're doing was featured as the Jersey Rock Video of the Week last week. Tell us about Killshot.
Killshot was the first song we wrote for this band. Kind of like it was the start of us, and it's where everything kind of happened. It just kind of came out of us naturally. I was going through a divorce at the time. Ray, our singer, had just finished going through one. So the lyrics are pretty heartfelt for us. It's definitely what we were living through at that time. Musically, it was just, I hadn't been in a band in probably 10 years. So finally, when it was time to get back out there, so all this melody and kind of stuff just kind of came right out of me. So I'm super proud of that one.
It's a great track. Freddie Ordine of Weapons of Anew. Catch them at Sony Hall in New York City July 25th, the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville July 27th. Freddie, thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks, bro.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Weapons of Anew with Killshot on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Love and hate collide. Your love kills me, yeah. Hey, this is Sam from the Parlor Mob, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
From the Parlor Mob, that's Someday on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Their new album, Dark Hour, is coming on August 16th, and ahead of that, you can catch them at the Space Ballroom in Hamden, Connecticut on August 6th. More info at ParlorMob.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Right now, let's rock a track from Dentist. It was recently announced they're going on tour with Brick and Mortar this fall. Ahead of that, you can catch them at the St. Asbury Park on July 29th. Here's a cutoff of their latest album, Night Swimming. It's Upset Words on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Yeah. Fern from the Foes of Fern, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat, Jersey Rock Podcast.
I left you last night when you were still mine. I left you tied up, safe and tight. But when I woke, the chains binding you broke, and you were gone, 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 gone. Now someone new is riding you, someone new is going downtown on you. Someone new, someone new is riding you up and
with Bike Song on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. You can catch them at the Seafarer in Highlands on July 28th. They're also rocking the Asbury Park Yacht Club with Levy and the Oaks on August 4th. More info at facebook.com/thefoesoffern. Joining us over the phone is Scott Cottrell of Judo Chop. You can catch them at the Elephant Talk Indie Music Festival in Mays Landing on August 2nd. August 3rd, they're rocking the Saint in Asbury Park. Scott, thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on here. We know you have a couple of EPs out. Your first one, Rockin' the Water, was released last summer. And you have a new one, Drain the Swamp, that just came out in June. Tell us about that.
You know, about a year after we put out the first one, we got down another four songs on this one. And they're still all rockers. You know, they're going to beat you up a little bit. But, you know, the music is there, and we're pretty excited about it. Also, Drain the Swamp, we want to make clear, you know, we're not a political band or nothing. Drain the Swamp is because, you know, I live next to a swamp.
Nice. Now, if someone wants to grab Drain the Swamp or Rockin' the Water, how can they get them?
They're on pretty much all major platforms, Bandcamp, Spotify, I believe Apple Music, all that good stuff. our guitar player, Chris Mercer, on, puts it all together and puts it out online for us. So it should be on everything.
You guys are rocking back-to-back dates. August 2nd, the Elephant Talk Indie Music Festival in Mays Landing. August 3rd, right over at the St. Asbury Park. What can someone expect from a live performance from Judah Chop?
Bring an extra pair of shorts, man. I mean, we're going to beat you up. You know, the music is just pretty much nonstop. The St. is home base for us. We love playing there. We always seem to get the crowd going. We had people getting tossed around like pancakes at the last show. As far as Elephant Rock goes, or Elephant Talk, rather, it's our first, you know, major festival this far away from town, and we're just going to go out there and give it all we got. We'll probably be playing on some little side stage or something, but we're going to play it as if it's the main stage for us.
Are advance tickets available for either of those shows?
The festival, yes, you can buy tickets for that. As far as the Saint show goes, if anybody wants advance tickets, they could, you know, just get in touch with Judo Chop. We're not that big yet that we can't be around to send people tickets. So I will personally get tickets for whoever wants to come to any of our shows in advance.
How could somebody reach out to you guys?
Facebook, Instagram, you know, Judo Chop Rock NJ. That'd probably be the best. Or email. Email is actually probably the best way to go. Judo Chop Rock NJ at gmail.com, I believe.
And the track we're doing on the podcast, tell us about Bait on a Bobber.
Bait on a Bobber. This song is just a really fun song, you know. Just started playing a little lick at practice one day. The guys liked it. We jammed on it for about an hour. Pretty much came up with the lyrics. You know, it's a goofy song, but it's fun. It seems to be a crowd favorite, and it's a little bit lighter out of the stuff on the new album, or EP, rather. So it's a barn burner. It's about fishing or not going out and chasing girls, however you want to take it.
Scott Cottrell of Judo Chop. You can catch them at the Elephant Talk Indie Music Festival in Mays Landing, August 2nd. August 3rd, don't miss them at St. Asbury Park. Scott, thanks for calling into the show.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I am, you know, excited to be here, and anything you guys need, just give us a call, and we're more than happy to do it.
Hell yeah, dude. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Judo Chop with Bane and a Bomber on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Chop with Bader and a Bobber on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their latest EP, Drain the Swamp, is out now on Spotify. Don't miss them at the Elephant Talk Indie Music Festival in Mays Landing on August 2nd and The Saint in Asbury Park on August 3rd. More info at Facebook.com/JudoChopNJ. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat at WRAT.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.